Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know what Jesus can do, how that the Lord can really change your life, turn your life around, make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have some wonderful services in them jails and prisons. Praise God, before the coronavirus struck our country. Amen. Now we're in April of 2022. Praise God. Thank God, amen, we're coming out of the coronavirus. Praise the Lord. And we're getting ready to go back and do what the Lord called us to do into the jails and prisons again. Praise God. So we got a powerful message that we've been preaching about, talking about being led by the Spirit of God. We're going to continue it throughout the month of April. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this broadcast for this exciting message. Those of you that are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. And at the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Praise God. It's important to be led by the Spirit. Because too many people are walking after the flesh. And we cannot please God in the flesh. But God wants His children to be spiritual. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's good to have the power of God in your soul. Amen. Being able to experience the life of Christ on the inside. Because Jesus will make your life brand new. Inside out. The change takes place on the inside. And it shows on the outside. Praise God. Living for the Lord goes beyond moral living. A lot of times some people get moral living confused with being saved. Sometimes a person can be good naturally. You can be good naturally because the Lord gives us understanding between right and wrong. And therefore, you can be good naturally. But being good naturally is not salvation. And I'm putting on radio so people can understand that. Jesus came to take sin out of the sinner. So you not only you could be good, but you could be able to live holy. Living holy goes beyond just being good. A person being good can be law-abiding citizen. A person being good can obey the laws of man. Control your driving on the highway. Don't break the speed limit. Stop at them stop signs. Stop at them red lights. If don't drink and drive, those are morally good ways of conducting yourself. Paying for what you get out the stores, don't shoplift, all that's morally good. But with God, we got to go beyond that. Jesus came into the world to save men and women, boys and girls from their sins.
Amen.
To be saved from sin means to be able to live free from sin, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It takes holiness to do that. Nobody morally good is able to do that. That's the reason why you got so many people believe you cannot live in this world free from sin. Because they are morally good. And being morally good is not good enough to make it into heaven. But Jesus told Nicodemus in the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. He said, Verily, verily, which is truly, truly, I say unto you, except you be born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You can't even see the kingdom. And you can't enter into it. Praise the Lord. Letting you know that we must receive Jesus on the inside to take us so that we can live a life to please God.
Amen.
That is in holiness and in righteousness all the days of your life. Like I stress it, we cannot go to heaven just on being morally good. There's a lot of people morally good. They can cook, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, take in the stranger, give water to the thirsty, put shoes on those that are barefooted. All that's good, morally good. But can you live right? Can you, amen, keep God's commandments? Can you live a life free from sin? That's what the Lord wants. Because as the old people sang the song, Sister Lucia Pope used to sing that song, Gotta Make 100, called 99 and a Half Just Won't Do.
Amen.
I'm letting people know today in 2022, that song that Sister Lucia Pope sung years ago stands for today. We cannot go to heaven just on morally good. But we got to be born again by the power of God. Jesus got to come on the inside to change our lives so that we can live holy. Praise God. Amen. It's not enough to join a church. It's not enough to shake a preacher's hand. It's not enough to be baptized in water. But we got to go to Calvary. Get that blood bath. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So that we can be able to be a child of God. And people need to understand and know that. Because we got to make 100. Because 99 and a half just will not do. And people, we need to know that. People don't understand that verse of scripture, Missionary Velvet, and that Jesus spoke in St. Matthew 5 and 48. Jesus spoke that verse for a reason. Praise God. And people don't understand that. People feel like they can go to heaven on their own goodness. But Jesus said what he said in St. Matthew 5 and 48. What did Jesus say, Missionary Velvet?
He said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Now there's a lot of people who don't understand that verse. They feel like that being be complete. That was some of them say. If you are complete, then that means you got all that God wants us to have. And I'm telling you, in order to receive the Holy Ghost, we got to go through Jesus' blood. Jesus' blood got to root out that Adam nature of sin out of you. So that you can be able to be complete, as you say. To be holy. As it Jesus meant in St. Matthew 5 and 48. He meant for us to be holy. He meant for us to be just like God. That's what he meant for us to be. Praise God. Jesus come to put his life in us. So that we can live holy in this sinful world.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. 1 John 4 and 17, Missionary Velvet. What did that Bible say in 1 John 4 and 17? Because people need to be like God. In order to receive the Holy Ghost, then Jesus got to wash us through the blood. And sin got to come out.
4:17.
Amen. What did the Bible say in 1 John 4 and 17, Missionary?
Herein is our love made perfect.
Here is our love made perfect. That is complete.
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
We have boldness in the day of judgment.
Because as he is.
As he is.
So are we in this world.
Letting you know we can be like God in this world. So don't let nobody feel like you can't be like God. I'm telling you today in the month of April of 2022. You can be like God in this sinful world. Jesus come to save men's and women's boys and girls from their sins. Not in it, but from it. Take sin out of you and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, that do not want to sin. That is being born again. That so you can be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because people need to hear the real truth of the Word of God. Amen. Because we cannot go to heaven playing church. But the Lord wants people that are real. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Being led by the Spirit of God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blow their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that sick in their bodies. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch these prisoners. Let them know you come to save them. You come to change their lives. Turn their life around. Deliver them from the life of sin. Praise God. Make them productive men and women in society. Lord, save the unsaved people. Lord, deliver people from alcohol and drugs. Amen. And all the lust of the flesh. Lord, do these things, Lord. We'll give your name to praise. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, hallelujah. The song said there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he will do the very same thing for you, hallelujah. So he is able to make you so you can live right. So you can be free from sin in this present world, hallelujah. So all you have to do is believe the words and the prayer that Ella Holmes has gave you, hallelujah. And you've been set free dead quick, hallelujah. Because you believe it and you repent it of your sin, hallelujah. So you keep on praising him and keep on praying and keep on seeking the Lord so you can grow thereby. Those that are in the behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to have hope and to prosper. He has not forgotten you, and you are not thrown away, and you are not by yourself. He is right there walking right beside you and holding you in his arms. Those that are in the free world, we thank you also. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And as the God has a blessing with your name on it too. And I said, remember, then most of all, I said, remember that God loves you, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance. It would be the best decision you ever make. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and I. Soon as you get a green light, we're getting ready to go back into the jails and prisons to preach this word to those that's behind prison bars. To this broadcast, this chapter, William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is by-